USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed if not for the Washington, D.C. police when he and his wife were surrounded and attacked by a mob yelling threats and pushing police upon exiting the White House after President Trump's acceptance speech.
Thank God for the police. Had we not gotten to the police, I truly believe that the police saved our life and we would not be here today, or we'd be in a hospital today had the police not been there.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, a black Democrat who supports President Trump, was also surrounded by an angry mob. The Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee is launching contempt proceedings against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for what it says is his repeated refusal to cooperate with the committee's investigations. New York Democrat Elliot Engel chairs that committee. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Tennessee is getting rain from Tropical Depression Laura. The storm made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, but now has maximum sustained winds of 30 miles an hour. Still, it left behind a trail of destruction. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser tells Fox News what Louisiana needs the most.
Well, we need to get the electricity back on, and we've people reaching out from all over to help. We're going to be needing to feed people. You know, you saw the pictures of the chemical fires and the casino lodged under the bridge to add to difficulty, closing I-10. And many of those manufacturing facilities are the petrochemical industry, but they also make products for cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer.
The Pentagon is cutting the U.S. forces in Iraq to about 3,500 troops, a roughly one-third deduction that President Trump is expected to tout as progress toward winding down what he has described as endless wars. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NBA players decided on Thursday to resume the league's playoffs this weekend after they refused to play in protest of a police shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Some Major League Baseball games were postponed along with the NHL playoffs. Top advisor to the president, Jared Kushner, reacts to the news.
I think that the NBA players are very fortunate that they have the financial position where they're able to take a night off from work without having to have the consequences to themselves financially. So they have that luxury, which is great. Look, I think with the NBA, there's a lot of activism, and I think that they put a lot of slogans out. But I think that what we need to do is turn that from slogans and signals to actual action that's going to solve the problem.
Kushner speaking there on CNBC. Now, as far as how those comments will go over with the NBA players, pollster Frank Luntz tells Fox News.
Oh, with the players? Horribly. Mm-hmm. With the players, that's the kind of thing that could provoke them to take even greater action, to speak out more. And I understand the players who want to go back home and participate in the protest and be active. But I don't think they realize that they can have a greater impact during the game by playing and speaking out while they do it.
And finally, MGM Resorts announces they're laying off 18,000 furloughed workers in the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.